Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and amen and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And we're so delighted to be back in on our radio broadcast this Sunday afternoon. Should be or say to be Resurrection Sunday. So I just give God all reverence, who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence and everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on this Resurrection Sunday. I give God all the praise and all the glory on today. We're going to have our doxology now. To be back on our radio broadcast and our Sunday worship, resurrection worship. We give God all the praise and glory on this afternoon. We're going to call our worship to order, and we're going to have a short devotion here, a song, and a prayer on this morning. We're going to be reading the scripture from Psalm 16, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink up their name into my lips. Their drink offering of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasure in places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who have given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, therefore, are pleasures forevermore. I have just read you Psalm 16 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to pray.
Oh,
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come confessing today, repenting, and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord. We come right now, God, just giving you praise today, Lord. And we come giving you all the praise and all the glory today. We come magnifying your holy name today, Lord. And we come giving you glory, Lord. And we thank you today, God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come asking you this afternoon to cover this radio broadcast in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come, Lord, asking you to bind up the strong man, bind the strong man from our lives, Lord, bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast, bind every demonic force, every demon that's on assignment. Your assignment is canceled now. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost increase and minister to us on the day, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, on this resurrection day, in the name of Jesus, whenever it is, God, I'm asking you right now, God, let us know, let us feel your spirit today. Let your anointing come, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you today. We can't make it, Lord, without you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Keep them covered up in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now. I thank you right now. I thank you right now. Good God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. Hallelujah. And I give you praise, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. I give you praise and I give you glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. It's a good day. It's a good day every day that God wake us up. It's a good day. And I thank God. This is our testimony, part of the service. I give God praise on today for him waking me up this morning. Didn't have to do it, but he did it. And I thank him today. Somebody went to bed last night that didn't get up this morning, and I thank God on today. He's been good to me. It's a good day every day. It's a blessed day every day. It's a blessed day, and I give God glory. I give God glory. I get up, give God glory. Anytime you can get up, God wakes you up, and you sit up, and you shake yourself in the name of Jesus, and you think a little bit. You know that God gave you a right mind, and you know that God put all the activities of your limbs, and you thank God in the name of Jesus. I give God praise, and I give him glory. And Lord, Father God, I'm asking you today to send your power. Let your power fall. Let the fire, the anointing of the Holy Ghost drop in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. Hallelujah. Yes, this is my testimony. If anybody else have a testimony, this is your time now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And we give you praise today. Yes, God, we thank you. I know we don't have a lot of time, but God made the time. And he can make time just be still because it's his time. I give God praise on today. I give God glory today.
Yes, amen, amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Praise God on today.
Praise
I couldn't let
Lord.
It slip by me.
Amen.
I just want to thank my God for bringing
yes,
me Jesus. Without
yes,
the comfort of
yes.
him, where would
yes,
I be?
God.
Where would
yes,
my
God.
Mental be? I just
yes.
thank God for thank just
you,
allowing
Jesus
to hold my hand through rough patches. Allowing
yes.
Jesus to be my confidant. Allowing
yes.
him to
yes.
cover my family.
Yes,
I just want to thank God
yes.
on today
you,
for just giving me breath
yes.
In the body to give
yes,
my
God.
Family
Hallelujah.
Ashes of their limbs to give us
yes.
to give us love for one another. I just thank God,
yes, God.
On today for
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank him
you.
Right now for rising
thank
up
you, Lord.
Just to
yes,
die
God.
For our sins, for us.
Yes,
I thank
yes,
you,
God.
God.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Pray my strength in the Lord, and I'll do the same for you all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank and praise God for this Resurrection Sunday. Glory, hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for his love. For his love
yes,
drew us closer to him.
Yes,
his love
yes.
kept Jesus on the cross. You know, he could have got
yes.
down off the cross, but it was his love
yes.
that kept him
yes.
there. And I just want to
yes.
thank God
yes.
for his redemption,
yes.
his redemption
yes.
plan.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
a plan to draw us
thank
back
you,
to him. I just thank God
yes.
for Jesus today.
Thank you,
I thank
Jesus.
God for his love today, for he
thank
didn't
you,
have
Lord.
To do it.
Hallelujah.
He didn't have to stay on that cross.
Yes,
he could have come down,
yes.
but he stayed there for you, you,
yes,
you and me today.
God.
I just give God praise,
yes.
glory,
thank
and honor.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
for covering us today, 2,000
yes,
and some
God.
Years later.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
He covered
hallelujah.
Us. Glory. I just give
thank
God praise on today.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
You,
for you are worthy
hallelujah.
Of all the praise, God.
Yes,
you're so
God.
Awesome, God. You're so
yes,
mighty.
God.
You're so
thank
powerful.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are a loving
thank
God,
you,
a gracious God, a merciful God.
Yes,
God, you
God.
Love
thank
us when we were still in our sin, God, and
yes,
we say thank
God.
You on
thank
today.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
I just
you,
want to give God
thank
some praise
you.
And some worship
yes,
on today. He
hallelujah.
Is so awesome.
Thank
he had
you,
a plan for us
you,
still,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, to bring us back
thank
to him.
You,
and I thank him today
yes.
for redemption.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Yes. He
thank
is worthy.
You, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank you,
thank
God.
You,
I thank you, Lord.
You, God.
Glory.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you
thank
today,
you,
God. We bless your name.
You,
hallelujah.
You.
Yes. Pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
You,
God bless
Lord.
You on this good day on this Resurrection Sunday. This
yes,
is a blessed
God.
Day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank,
thank
you, Lord.
You, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And for me, on this Resurrection Day, and my daughter, I don't know how many years it's been ago, but I know it's been at least 40. No. It was maybe 35 years ago, and we all got baptized on this day, on the Resurrection Sunday. So I thank and praise God for new life that started for us. They may not be able to remember it, but I thank and praise God for it. I give God the praise and the glory. I give him praise and glory. I give him praise and glory for that day. that brought us out of that horrible pit. He picked us up. And ever since that day, God been working with me ever since maybe 35, 38 years ago. I thank and praise God. Is there any more testimony? Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to hear.
Thank God. I just want to thank God. I just wanted to just thank God for another day of life. And I was just going to, this is a Prophetess Lisa in St. Louis. I was going to be quiet, but it just, you know, the spirit is, you know, it's just too high for me just to be quiet. I'm just, you know, just letting God do some things in me, going through some things. Amen. But I just thank God for the anointing. Hallelujah, that penetrates and transcends our problems, our situations, and our concerns. And I just want to thank God. I was going to be quiet, but I said, Lord, this is Resurrection Sunday of our Lord and your Christ and our Christ. And I just thank God for salvation. I thank him for the shed blood of Jesus and the atoning blood of the holy slain Lamb of God, which just gives me the opportunity to be in right, it puts me in right place with him, but it gives me the opportunity not only to be fearing and shaking every little thing I do or say and what people or what they translate and what I mean and all that. I have a stable foundation in Christ Jesus. Not only do I have the opportunity to repent of my sins and to know that his righteousness covers me until eternity, but I have a right to the tree of life to enjoy my relationship with God. It's a joyful situation. It's a blessed situation, and I just thank them that you all just on fire like that, because I needed that breakthrough. Second, third, and I'm like, Lord Jesus, okay, Lord, this is a great high holy day. And I just thank God. Hallelujah, to be around the right groups of the household of faith. And just thank you for the ministry and the opportunity to serve and be co-laborers in Christ with you, my sisters and brothers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Harris, for that testimony. And I want to thank you all for your testimony. It's the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad therein. I'm going to play one more song, and we're going to get ready for our word. Well, I don't know. I think I better just go on, because I don't want nothing to it. Anyway, we're going to get ready for our word. I'm going to just pray, Lord. I thank you right now, God, for everything that you do, God. I thank you, Lord, for anointing me. I thank you for letting your power fall on me to preach and minister to your word today, God. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, open our hearts up. Open our minds up. We bind everything that's not like you. We cancel everything. We block everything that's not like you. We bind you up. Anything that's not like you in our hearts, we bind right now. We cast down, we step on your neck, we destroy you in the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we bind you. God said, wherever we bind on earth, it's already bound in heaven. Father, I just ask you to let me decrease. And Holy Spirit of God, I ask you to decrease in me and teach and preach your word today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Today we're going to be coming from Psalms 118, and I want to start at the 17th verse, but you can go back and read the chapter. You can go back and read the chapter. I just you know, I studied the whole chapter because I needed to. So I'm going to start reading from the 17th verse. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, unto which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us life. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. If I just had to have a subject, thanksgiving unto the Lord for our salvation. Thanksgiving unto the Lord for our salvation. This Psalms right here is a hymn. This a hymn which we all should be singing unto the Lord. For this is our salvation. This is why our salvation come in at. It's a hymn, and they was wanting to be singing and praising the combination with the congregation and the king was praising the Lord and for his goodness and his mercy. They was praising him. This was like a national occasion. It was a battle cry of victory. He said, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. You all already know what I've been through. You already know about my heart and all this kind of stuff. But I'm declaring on today that I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And in the name of Jesus. So they was going around the temple with this victory cry. This is a battle cry, singing to the Lord. And they had the scene set up in the temple where it was like a procession, where they would walk around the temple and they were singing praises unto the Lord. And I shall not, we shall not die, but we shall live and do the works of the Lord and declare the works of the Lord. All the congregation, all the singers, they was calling unto Israel to worship, and the congregation responded back in praise. When I tell y'all, when I always want to exalt God, and you all come back saying, praise the Lord. That's how God wanted to be. God want a response back from the congregation. When the preacher say, I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. You all ought to respond back. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. This is a song. This is a song unto the salvation of the Lord. I shall not die, but live on today. Declare the works of our God in the name of Jesus. I just thank God. So the king, he was so blessed. He was blessed because the enemy was steady attacking him. He was attacking him in every way. every side, on every side. But I'm telling you, it makes a difference when you got God at your right side and the angels at your left side. It makes a difference when you have the warring angels holding the back and Jesus on your right side. It makes a difference. And the king, the king of glory, the king steps right in. I'm telling you today, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. He's so worthy. That's worthiness. They were study singing about how good God is. God was worthy to be praised. He was worthy for our trust, because he was showing us every chance he gets, how good he is, how many miracles he did, how many people he called back from the dead. He called back Jairus' daughter. I know y'all remember that over in Luke chapter 8, verses 49 and 56, when Jairus thought he had a 12-year-old daughter and she died, and God told him, she's not dead, she's just sleeping right now. Just go on, and by your faith, by the time you get there, she'll be standing up, and she was. And I thank God today. I thank God. And then you remember, you can recall back when Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus died, because Jesus was out doing other things. But when Jesus came, he called Lazarus forth. He said, Lazarus, 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 come forth. He came out of those grave clothes. He come on up out of that thing. Jesus called him back from the dead. And I thank God that he can call you back from the dead. You know, we were dead in our sins. But Jesus, Jesus called us back. He called us out of that sin, from that death, out of that sin, called us back and put life back into us. I thank God on today. These people, they were still marching around the church, marching around the temple, giving God the praise for salvation, for dying for us. Jesus was praising. Jesus was singing with his disciples right before he got ready to go. Yes, Lord, he knew he had to go. Yes, Lord, he died for us. He knew he was going to have to do it, so he went on. He didn't even eat. He didn't even drink. He gave it to them to do it, because he already had asked God to let him that bitter cup pass him. But he knew that wasn't going to happen. He went right on. He fed his disciples. He fed them bread, and he fed them the juice in the name of Jesus, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave it to him. He stood right there, and he gave it to him, and he went on when he was sold out, when Jesus got sold out for some silver, for some nothing, for nothing. He was sold out, and they took him and went to the prison and went from judgment hall to judgment hall. They did this against somebody that had no sin, against our father, our Jesus, our brother that didn't have no sin, our Lord, our Christ that didn't have no sin. They arrested him and took him to prison, and they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. They beat him. He gave his back and let him whoop him all night long. They beat him all night. They spit in his face all day. They pull hairs from his beard all day. They pierced him in the side. Guess what they did to our Savior? They gave his life for us, for our sins, that we may have a right to the tree of life. I'm telling you on today, in the name of Jesus, I'm so glad he let him do this. I'm glad that the Father gave his only begotten Son done. And I'm glad today. I'm glad today that he gave us Jesus. Yes, he may have gave them the rabbits, but he gave us Jesus. I'm so glad today that he gave us his Jesus, his only begotten son. He didn't have to do none of this, but he did. And I thank God on today. I thank God. I thank God. They pierced him in the side, and blood and water come streaming out. I'm glad today. I'm glad today that he didn't come down. He didn't come down from the old rugged cross. I'm glad on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad on today, on a resurrection day. I don't even know if it's the right day, but I do know this, that Jesus was resurrected. I know that Jesus did. I know that he died. I don't care what day, but he died for my sins. He died for every one of my hangups. I'm so glad today that he did that. I give God praise. I give the Father praise for his only begotten son. I thank God. I thank him today. I thank God. And then that there are nails in his hands. They put nails in his feet and put him in between two thieves. That's all right. That's all right. But he still died that we may have a right to the tree of life. We don't have any sin. In the name of Jesus, he died for our sins. He died for us. And I thank God. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? I'm so glad today. I'm so glad today. And I'm telling you, they begged for him, his body. They begged for him. They stood right out there and they begged for him. And they gave the body to him. And they took him and put him in a borrowed brand new tomb. In the name of Jesus. I'm so glad. I'm so glad today that Jesus died for us. I'm so glad that he didn't come down from that cross. I'm so glad that I shall live and not die. I'm so glad that I can live and not die and see and do and declare the works of the Lord. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Yes, God, I thank you today. I thank you for allowing me to live a holy life. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I'm so glad today that it wasn't finished. It didn't happen like that because it did. It wasn't over with because Jesus got up in 3 days out of the grave. The Father raised him up. He resurrected him. He gave him life back in his body. I tell you, I thank the Father for his only begotten son. He got up with all power in his hand. Up with all power in his hand. Up with all power in his hand. Power to live holy. Power to love right. Power to open doors. Power to shut doors. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. He got power to give us power. I thank God on today for Jesus. I thank God today for Jesus. I thank God today for him. I give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just thank him today. We should never stop thanking God for his son. We should never stop thanking God for our salvation. We should never stop thanking God for the things that he do. I know that he is a good God, and I give him praise on today. I give him glory on today. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I just thank God on today. I shall die. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord have chastened me soon, but he have not given me over to death. I may have gotten beat and whooped, but he didn't kill. I thank God. I thank God. I didn't go through the scriptures with you, but that's all right. We'll go through them another time. I just thank God on today because he is a good God. The Father gave his only son for us that we may live and not die. I thank God today. I wish I could have been in the procession, just praising it. I could see myself just bowing down and praising God and hands up in the air, just praising God and giving him all the praise that he deserves. I just thank God on today. I give God praise. The word of God for the people of God, I didn't say all what I wanted to say, but God know what I needed to say. And I thank him today, just as long as you understand that you got to give God praise and you can live and not die and just declare the works of the Lord. I give God praise on today and I give him glory. We're going to have a song. And I just first of all want to ask, if there is anyone that want to join the End Time Men and Women of War, this is your hour, your time right now. Amen. Well, we're going to have a song, and then we're going to go into our communion.
Thank you.
we're going to get ready for our communion. I want to ask Prophet Harris to pray over the bread and minister Prophet Sally, pray over the wine.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this Resurrection Sunday, and thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Passover. I want to pray over the bread, which we know that the body of Christ is the bread, and it was broken and bruised for our transgressions and our iniquity. Mm-hmm. And I pray as we remember his atoning death, that we remember the bread as his body, and we will share
Amen.
It. In the name of Jesus, with your blessings, O God, add no sorrow with it. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus on today, O God. God, we know, O God, that without the shedding of blood, O God, that there would be no remission of sin, O God. So we thank you, O God. And, O God, we do not drink the blood the wine that's symbolic to the blood of Jesus likely, oh God. We just ask, oh God, that you remove anything, oh God, that's in our heart, oh God. We ask that you remove any unforgiveness, oh God, that's in our heart, oh God. And God, we repent, oh God, of any wrongdoing, oh God, against thee, oh God, and thee only have we sinned, oh God. So we bring it before you now. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. I don't know, Prophetess McKinney, if you anywhere that you can pray and just pray over the communion supper just of our service quarter. Can you pray?
I can.
Maybe. Okay, just pray over the communion just for a few minutes.
Father God, we come right now with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, God. We come thanking you on today for this that you have made. We thank you, God, for sending your Son. We thank you, God, for just allowing us to be here with breath in the body, Lord. We just want to continue, God, to look forward to our Jesus for doing what he did for our sins, God. We thank you, God, for this here remembrance of him. We thank you, God, for the bread. Thank you for the wine. We thank you for the things that you have bestowed in our life to remind us of Jesus, everything that come about, the love. God, we thank you. The covering of us. God, we thank you. We thank you all right now for just opening up your heart, letting God in to do what he needs to do for you. So on this day, God, we just thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to get ready to partake of the bread and the wine. We're going to be coming from chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. And I hope everybody have repented before they do anything. Amen. Let us eat together. Same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eat and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Amen. I thank and praise God on today. Prophet Sally, do you feel like praying the altar call just for about 5 minutes, a few minutes?
Which one?
Prophet.
It's not available.
Okay. That's okay. What about you, Prophetess Martin?
You talk about the wrap it up?
Yeah, you can just
yes,
ask for
pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I can pray.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Father God. Thank you for this day. Thank
yes.
you for waking us up this morning on this beautiful
yes.
day, Lord. Lord God,
yes.
we do not want to forget you. Thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for our sins, Father. That's something you did just for us because you loved us
yes.
so much. This,
yes,
I feel like this was the last straw, sending your son, Lord. And
yes.
I thank you just for doing just that, just for little old me and everybody else. Father God, we thank Jesus for even going through with it.
Yeah.
But thank you, God, for keeping us together, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way.
Yeah.
Thank you for
yeah.
the communion and the shed
yeah.
blood of sin.
Yeah.
We pray that you give us safe travels and everybody that's out with their family. Let them
yeah,
eat
absolutely.
And get food and be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, we pray that you bless those that don't have.
Yes,
the
God.
People that's sleeping on the street and the people that's wishing
yes.
they could do this that's probably in the hospital or something. We
yes.
pray that you bless them. And these are all the things we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We just thank and praise God. We give God praise. We give him glory on today. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast and just in the service on the Lord's Day. Like I said, I don't know what day Jesus died, and I don't know what day he got up, but I know he died, and I know he got up. So I just thank and praise God for that resurrection day. Whenever it was, I give God praise, and I do ask for you all to pray for Apostle Dean. He lost his sister yesterday, midday yesterday, and he's not taking it too bad, but his heart is pretty heavy. So I'm asking you all to keep him in prayer, and his family. And next week, I would want a meeting tomorrow, but we'll get it done. I want us to start doing some new things God has already given me. So I want people to start doing new things. We got a lot of things we got to do, and we don't have, you know, too much longer to start doing them. So I'm ready, and I want you all to be ready. So when I give you this, because I know one thing that I do know that we're going to be doing, we're gonna have like a marriage retreat, and we want the couples to, we're going to travel and go and rest and be restored and whatever. We're just going to have a retreat, a marriage retreat, even the people that wanted to be married. We got to have this. And we're going to go to a hotel. We're going to be blessed. We're going to have speakers. So this should be around the end of May, the 1st of June. So I want to get everybody ready for that. It's going to be more than the end time men and women of war going. So, because I'm going to invite more couples to go. I don't know where we're going to go, but God will give us some things. And we got a whole lot of other things that we got to start doing. But that right there, that's about the first thing we want to do. It's even, it's going to be marriage people and the people that want to be married. So we want that so they can be ministered to by some of these already married people. And they'll see some things and learn some things and know some things. So anyway, I'm not going to hold you because I know the day is Resurrection Sunday. Does anyone have anything to say before we dismiss? Amen. So, Father, we just thank you on today. We give you glory. We give you praise on today. We bless your name for this Resurrection Sunday. We thank you for every day. We thank you for Jesus every day. Father, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, and keep them all covered in their families. In Jesus' name, I pray the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Have a good day. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good day.
Yes.
Amen.
Beautiful.
God bless you.
Thank you, Amen.